Today's shir is Masechta Yevamos, Daf Nun Ches. We will begin on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we had begun a discussion about Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus or Ein Chuppah L'Psulus. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if a person made a chuppah with a woman to whom he's not allowed to marry, does the halacha recognize that chuppah? And the question was particularly, if the woman was allowed to eat truma, would she be allowed, if the man was a kohen, would his wife be allowed to eat truma? If she was a bas kohen, and a bas kohen, of course, who's not married, is allowed to eat truma, would this woman be allowed to continue eating truma? Rav's opinion was that yesh chuppah l'psulus, that the halacha does recognize such a chuppah. And Shmuel's opinion was, ein chuppah l'psulus, that the halacha does not recognize that type of a chuppah. Says the Gemara, Amram b'chama, yesh chuppah l'psulus, this discussion that we've been having about yesh chuppah l'psulus or not, is actually suggests Rami b'chama, b'anei l'machlokes Rameya v'Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. It's actually the subject of the machlokes that we have between Rameya versus Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. And the Gemara explained itself. The Ramea, according to Ramea, the Omer, that said, on Daf Nun Vav Amabez, the Kedushin Pasli, that if a Kohen Gadol married, did Kedushin, Kesef or Shtar, with a woman that he's not allowed to marry, Kohen Gadol did Kedushin with a Amona, under those such a situation, a regular Kohen did Kedushin with a Grusha or a Chalutza, says the Gemara, Rameya said that such a Kedushin would disqualify the woman from being able to eat Truma. The easiest way of understanding the Gemara is, as I said a moment ago, we're referring here to a situation where the woman was, a Bas Kohen. And the halacha is that a bas kohen is allowed to eat truma because of her parents. The question is, if she had a kedushin because of her father, if she had kedushin with a man that she's not allowed to have kedushin with, what will happen now? Rameya said that she now becomes disqualified from eating truma, and says the Gemara, so too Rameya hold the chuppah nami pasla, that the chuppah will have the same rule, and that the chuppah will disqualify her from eating truma. And Rabbi Elazar of Shimon the Amri Kedushin le pasli, according to them, that Kedushin don't disqualify her, since she did not enter such an assun yet, the Kedushin don't disqualify her. So according to them, they'll hold chuppah nami le pasla. So the Gemara is suggesting that the machlokes that we've had in our previous year between Rav and Shmuel is actually the machlokes tanoim that we had previously. Says Mamamai, who says that these two machlokes are connected? For Dilma, where did Rameya say that Kedushin disqualify her? Elbe Kedushin, by the act of Kedushin. Because Kanilei, the act of Kedushin are considered, as the first Mishnah Masechta Kedushin teaches us, a valid act of Kinyan. And since they're considered a valid act of Kinyan, they do have the ability that if somebody had an improper Kedushin, they become disqualified from eating Truma. Ava Chuppah, Loi Karala, the Chuppah itself is not really meaningful, and therefore it can't disqualify her. Inami, or in the other way, at Kalan Kamer Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Hassan. The reason Rabbi Elazar and Shimon were lenient in that Gemara, Elba Kedushin, like Kriva Labia, as we often explain, the halacha recognizes two distinct stages in the act of getting married. One is the Kedushin, and one is the Nesuin. The Kedushin don't serve as a prerequisite to the Bia. That's what Nesuin is all about. And therefore, it's the Nesuin that disqualified this woman from being able to have Truma. And the Kedushin, the Erisin, are not connected, they say, to the to the nesuin. Ava chuppah the krayvilabi has. We explained in our previous year. The chuppah is really, and as we explained at the end of our previous year, if you look at the entire act of chuppah, the entire act of chuppah is really an act of the first step towards the husband and wife having bia. So there, it's much more connected to bia. And bia, everybody would agree that the bia, in a man having bia that's not supposed to happen disqualifies the woman from being able to eat the truma. Hachanami the pasla. Maybe they would agree that if a woman had a chuppah with an individual who was pasul, with an individual she wasn't supposed to have chuppah with, it disqualifies her from eating truma. Eli iklamema, if we want to connect the machloikus of Rav and Shmuel regarding yesh chuppah psulus or not to machloikus tanoim, suggests the Gemara repluk the dani tanoi. It's this machloikus tanoim that it ought to be connected to. The Tanya says the Brisa, nisu, if women got married to a kohen, zu vizu, all types of women, ksheris of psulus, whether they were women that were allowed to marry the kohen or not, nichnasul chuppah, or they had a chuppah, however, v'loy nivalu, the marriage was not consummated. The halacha is oichlus mishurot loy. The halacha is that the women are allowed to eat from his estate, and they continue getting supported from his estate even after he passes away. Why? Because once they had the chuppah, the Gemara Masechet Ksubis, Daf Memches on the base teaches us that once the time of nesuin comes, even if they did not actually have the nesuin, the halach is the husband begins to support the wife and give her mezainis. Chuppah is the equivalent to that and continues the braisa, which is most relevant to our discussion, oichlus betruma, the halari truma. So let's understand what the braisa is talking about. Nichnasu, if the braisa is speaking about nichnasu, michlal, the nisu, the Bryce is saying that they're eating nichnasu. There's one case where they got married, and there's another case, nichnasu l'chuppah v'loy nivalu. If the case is nichnasu l'chuppah v'loy nivalu, nisu means nisu mamish, says the Gemara. How could that be? Because if they had nisuin, then the halacha certainly is that if somebody had nisuin with a woman whom he's allowed to have nisuin, they don't get to eat truma. So how do we understand this braisa? The braisa says nisu, that they had actual nisuin, and it's talking about nisuin ksheris upsulis. We're talking about the women who are disqualified were party to this nisuin, and yet the braisa is saying that they eat truma. How could that be? Elalaf, how must we understand the braisa? That when the braisa says nisu, nisu is not to be understood as a separate example. In other words, we're going to explain the braisa that nisu is when they had actual nisuin, and nichnasu l'chuppah v'loy nivalu is a different example. Rather, we're going to say that the way to understand the braisa is that nichnasu l'chuppah v'loy nivalu is an explanation of the word nisu. Elo, the definition of nisu is kagoy shenichnasu l'chuppah v'loy nivalu. And when you only have that, the Braisa says that ein oichlus mishaloi v'oichlus betruma, that this Braisa clearly teaches us that we don't pay attention to that chuppah, and she's allowed to eat, that chuppah does not disqualify her from being able to eat truma. Like Shmuel said, ein chuppah l'psulis. Continues the Braisa. The halacha is, as we discussed in our previous year, midoy raisa, a woman, as soon as she has erusin with her husband, she's considered kinyan kaspoy. And therefore the halacha ought to be that at that point she's allowed to eat truma. Chazal, as we said in the Masechta Ksubos daf Nun Vav, teach us that she should not be allowed to eat truma. And the reason Chazal said she's not allowed to eat truma is because a number of considerations. One concern we learned was Shemiya Chilena Lachel Lachaisa. Since she only had Erisin, she's still living at home. If she's still living at home, she and her husband sends her truma to eat, she may feed that truma to her siblings, who are, of course, not allowed to eat truma. The other concern, as we learned, was simpoin, that let's say this woman turns out has a mum, which would make the marriage into a mekach tos, so she wasn't entitled to eat the truma. And because of that, Chazal instituted that even though there was erusin, and even though midaraisa she should be allowed to eat truma, we don't allow to eat truma. The Mishnah Achroina over there of that Nun Zayin Beis teaches us that a Bas Yisrael that teaches us that this Bas Yisrael never may eat truma until she has the chuppah. Says the Brisa further, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe bar Yochim Abroika Omer means that only if the chuppah was a chuppah with a person that would lead to a bia that the Torah sanctions. But if the chuppah was with an individual where bia is not sanctioned, where the bria is not allowed to have, allowed to happen, then she's not allowed to eat truma. Says Rabbi Shmuel ben Broik, kol shebiyasa machilasai, whenever it was the type of a chuppah with an individual, that the bia was a proper bia, a halachically sanctioned bia, that bia would allow to eat truma. So then the halach is chuppah mechilasa. If she has a chuppah with that individual, she's allowed to eat truma. However, the kol she'ein biyasa mechilasai, if the bia would be in a bia with an individual which would disqualify her because it was a bia that was not supposed to take place, the halacha is ein chuppah mechilasai. Even though there was a chuppah, that chuppah would not give it a right to eat truma. So we see from here, yesh chuppah l'psulus, that we consider that chuppah halachically significant, and that the halacha is that that disqualifies her from eating the truma, says the Gemara. Mamai, who says that the machloikis that we just learned in that brisa between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel is that we're going to say that Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold yesh chuppah l'psulus, and as we said earlier, the Tanakama is going to hold ein chuppah l'psulus, says the Gemara. Dilma Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe bar Yochim Abroika, the basis for Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe bar Yochim Abroika's opinion is not because of the chuppah, but rather he holds Rameis Firlei. He holds that, like Rameis, the Amik Kedushin Layachla, that if she had Kedushin with an individual who she's not allowed to have Kedushin with, that's why she can't eat Truma. And that's the reason why that individual is now, that woman's not allowed to eat Truma. But it has nothing to do with our subject regarding Truma, regarding Chuppah. Says the Gemara, if the issue is the Kedushin, but not the Chuppah, then let's look at Rabbi Shmuel ben Breike's warning. Hi, kosh en biyasa mechilas en chuppah mechilasai, that it's not the chuppah that's the consideration, the way you're explaining. The focus should be on the kesef, on the kedushin. If we're saying that Rishmol is basing his opinion on the kedushin, which was a kedushin that should not have taken place because it was a kedushin between individuals who ought not to get married, so you should have spoken about the kedushin, not about the chuppah, says the Gemara. That isn't a compelling argument, because Dilma, I did the Amat Tanakama Chuppah, because the Tanakama spoke about the Chuppah, and the Tanakama says that the Chuppah doesn't disqualify her. And as the Rishonim point out, the Tanakama had to mention Chuppah, because everybody agrees, as we've been learning, that if there was only a Kedushin, she would not be entitled to eat Truma. What entitles her to eat Truma, as the Mishnah Achroina taught us? The fact that there was a Chuppah. And he holds that chuppah, even though it's between individuals that shouldn't have bia, doesn't disqualify her. So if it doesn't disqualify her, so then the halach is that if it doesn't disqualify her, it's so obviously the focus in the Tanakama's comments had to be the chuppah. And that's why Rav Shmuel also spoke about the chuppah. But it's not really the chuppah that was the factor. The factor was the Kedushin. And therefore to say that this Machloikus Tanoim is the Machloikus of Rav and Shmuel, there is no basis to say so. Says the Gemara, Amr of Amram, Hamilsa, what we're about to learn, Amlan Rav Sheshis, was taught us by Rav Sheshis, Van Hira Lanaim Misnisen, And what he taught us, this question of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus or not, can be viewed and understood based on a Mishnah in Masechta Saita. The halach is, Rav Amram said that Rav Sheshet taught us, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus, that we look at that Chuppah, V'tana Tanuna. And there's a Mishnah regarding the Saita that proves that point. We know a Saita is a woman whose husband accused her of having a improper relationship. He does kinui, where he tells her, you're not allowed to be secluded with that man. And then she did have stira. She was secluded with that man. And the Torah HaKadosh teaches us in Parashas Nasai that the husband brings her to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kohen. They take a piece of cloth, a piece of parchment. They write the Parashas Saita on it. They dissolve it in the water of the Kiyar, which now we have the Mayim Hamorim, and she drinks it. Before she drinks it, she's obligated to swear that she did not do anything wrong, and the woman ends, Amen, Amen. And the Pasuk says, V'amra Isha Amen, Amen. She has to say the word Amen, and she has to say the word Amen twice. What is the point of saying it twice? Shatisi, that I did not do anything improper when I was in Arusa, nor Nesua, I didn't do anything improper when I was in Nesua, nor did I do anything improper when I was a Shemeris Yavam, nor did I do anything improper was when I was already Knusa, when I was married. Now the Gemara, at this point, assumes that every category that was just mentioned, Arusa, Nesua, Shemeris Yavam, and Knusa, speak about a different situation. Hi Arusa, hey Chidami. So the first question the Gemara poses is, what does it mean that she did when she was in Arusa? Ilaim the Kanala Kesharusa. Does it mean that while she was only Muresis to this man, the husband did Kinui, and then she had Stira, and now Kamashkala Kesharusa, and now she's giving her to drink the Mayim Amorim because of what she's done? Ask the Gemara, could that be what is speaking about? Is that what Mishnah is speaking about? Arusa bas mishtayahu? Can we possibly suggest that a woman who's only in Arusa drinks the Mayim Amorim? But Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, Arusa v'shemeres yavam, if a woman is only in Arusa v'shemeres yavam, on one hand, lo shoises, she doesn't drink the Mayim Amorim, because the Torah, when it speaks about them drinking the Mayim Amorim, uses the words tachas ishech. Ishech means that they're full-fledged married. These people are not full-fledged married. On the other hand, like noitlus ksubis, the halach is that when a husband divorces his wife, the husband has to pay out the ksuba. But here, the husband may not continue living with her. And since the husband may not continue living with her, he divorces her not because he wanted to divorce her. He's divorcing her because the halacha demands they get divorced. Elo, so that can't be what that Mishnah means. How must we explain that Mishnah's case? We must explain that the Mishnah is speaking about the Kanila Kshirusa. The Kinui took place when she was in Arusa. Then the Statra, and she did Stira. The Kamashkala Kshinasua, but the actual Mayim HaMamorim is taking place when she's already in Asua. But ask the Gemara, under such circumstances, Mibat Kalei Mayim, would the Mayim Hamorim be effective? V'tanya, there's another brisa. The Torah says, the Nika Ish Mi Oven, the Isha Hi Tisis Avona, teaches us the brisa. Bezmanch Ish Menukim Mi Oven, if the husband is innocent, then Hamayim Baitim Mesishtoi, then the Mayim Hamorim could work on the wife. However, Ein Ish Menukim Mi Oven, if the man is not innocent, Ein Hamayim Baitim Mesishtoi, they would not be effective for the wife either. This in person is not innocent, because if he did kinui and stira while she was in Arusa, and then he lived with her, so he's not innocent. Elo, the kinua. So how can we explain that that's the case of the brisa? Because as Tosfos explains, we can't say that he had beer with her b'shagig, because at the end of the day, as long as he had beer with her, how could he have had nesuin after the stira? If we're saying that the kinyan and stira took place while she was in arusa, how do you consummate that marriage? The halacha is that a saita is os labalu labayil. So if she's os labalu labayil, then she can't have had nesuin. So that can't be the case. What must be the case of that Mishnah? We're still trying to understand what arusa means. Ella must be the kanala kisharusa. He did kinui when she was in arusa, v'istira, and then he did stira, and they didn't have nesuin. They only had chuppah. But the chuppah is recognized, suggests the Gemara, and that chuppah is going to make them be considered like they had nesuin, and that's why she could be a candidate for drinking the Mayim Amarim, even though there was no Aveira done, and even though there was no relation yet with the husband. Because clearly we see from here that there was Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus, there was a Chuppah after the Kedushin. But here we're learning about a person being innocent or not. There's a very interesting discussion that the Cheshuki Chemed discusses, a very interesting Shaila here. There's an individual, Ruvain, who owns a food a factory, a restaurant, and Ruvain has an employee that there's a real concern brings into the restaurant, into the factory, food that's not kosher. And the Rabbanim warned Ruvain, you have this real issue that you have Shimon here, this employee, and he may be bringing in non-kosher food. And even though they warned him, he continued employing Shimon. Ruvain tells the Rabbanim that I warned Shimon that he should not bring in any non-kosher food. And that's why I'm comfortable in allowing him to remain my employee. Afterwards, the Rabbanim discover that even though indeed Ruvain had told him not to bring in any non-kosher food, he still brought in non-kosher food. So now the Rabbanim want to remove his kashrut certificate. They're saying, we warned you that you have an issue with Shimon. Ruvain says, I'm innocent. I gave Shimon the proper warning. What more should I have done? So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita wants to bring a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Shloish Satisi Arusa V'Nesua. And the question is, what is the case? And the Gemara spoke about, it can't be that he did Nesuin after he did the Nesuin after he did Kini Vestira, because if he did Nesuin after Kini Vestira, then he also is not Menukim Oven. He's not innocent. Because as we explained, a person who did Kini Vestira is not allowed to have relations with his wife. So how did he consummate this marriage with his wife, have Nesuin with his wife, when he knows his wife is not innocent? He knows his wife had Kini Vestira. So Tosfos, the very mask of Anika, explains, why don't we say that he did kinui when she was in arusa, but then he was not aware when he did the nesuin that she had been alone with the man. Because he did not know that she was alone with the man, he felt comfortable in doing the nesuin, and only after he did the nesuin did he become aware that there was stira, and then he does the right thing. He never has relationships with her. So why shouldn't he be considered an individual who's Menukim Oven? When he did the Nesuin, he had no reason to believe that he wasn't allowed to do that Nesuin. Answers Tosfos, this person is not considered Menukim Oven because he knows that this woman, there's an issue with this woman. And the Ritva and Tosfos Yeshanim all explain, once a person has reason to be suspicious, you can't say, well, I'm suspicious, but I don't have to act on that suspicion. So, says Rav Zilberstein, the same thing here. Yes, Ruvain has a claim that he warned Shimon not to not to do anything wrong. And that, and with that, he claims he did everything that he was supposed to do. And why do you have any issue with me now that it was discovered that Shimon brought non-kosher food into the restaurant, into the factory? Says the Chashuk Echemet, that just like in our Gemara, once there was kinui with a woman, you don't have any right to be lenient. So too, and you don't have a right to say, well, I have nothing to be concerned about, there was no stira. When you have suspicion, you can't just say that everything is fine. Amarava, continues the Gemara of Tisbara, is that the way to understand the Braisa, the Hamataretztahi, that's what the Braisa means. When it says Arusa, it means that there wasn't Nisun afterwards. There was just Knisal Chuppa. Ask the Gemara. V'ki'osu Rav Acha Bachanina Medroima, osu V'aisim Asnisa B'yodei. He brought the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Torah says, regarding the Soita, V'at kisotis tachas ishech, v'chinitmes, v'yitin ishpach eshechavtei mibaladei eshech. That at that point, the Maim, a memoriam of Baidikar. We learn from here, Misha Kod Meshchivis Baal Aboil. A new halacha is taught here, that the husband had to have relations before the boil. But here, it's going to be Loisha Kod Meshchivis Baal Aboil Aboil. The husband, the way we're explaining now, only had Nichnas Al-Chuppah. They never had beer. She never had beer with the husband. If she never had beer with the husband, then obviously, then based on this halacha, the Mei Soita won't work. Because the Mei Soita, there's a new rule. The Mei Soita only worked with a woman who had beer with her husband before she had beer with her husband. Amar, with her husband before she had beer with the boil. Amar Rabbi Chama, Mishkach Salah, there is a way of explaining it. Kigan Shabal Arusa Beis Aviyah, that they had relations between the husband and wife when she was an Arusa. Then he did kinui v'stira. Then there was nichnas al chuppa v'loy nivela. And now, the Bryce is teaching us that this woman is a candidate. This woman is a candidate for Mayim Amarim. Says the Gemara, okay, if we've explained the case of Arusa that way, that they had relations when they were in Arusa, and that's why we fulfilled Shechivas Baal Aboil. We also fulfilled that the man is Menukim Oven, because he did not do Nisuin after there was Kinu and Stira, because there was only a Chuppah. But ask the Gemara, the other woman that was identified in that Mishnah was a Shemeres Yavam. How are we going to understand the Shemeres Yavam? Shabala Yavam Beis Chamia, that the Yavam had relations with this woman, even though not with the intention of marrying her. And then there was Kinu with Stira. And then there was Chuppah. But ask the Gemara, if he had relations with that woman who is his Shemeres Yavam, so she's no longer his Shemeres Yavam. Shemeres Yavam, Chris Law? You're calling that woman a Shemeres Yavam? That's not true. Ishtam Al Yehi. Once he had beer with her, haven't we learned in our Masechta, the Rav taught us, Kana L'Kol, that once this beer, even if there was no intention that beer should make them marry, that beer should affect the Nesu'in, a beer between a Yavam and a Yavamah makes her a Nesu'in. Answers the Gemara, Kishmul. We're going to have to say that Braisa follows the opinion of Shmuel that said, as we learned earlier, that Loi Kana, Eladvar Mamur Mepasha, that if there was a weak beer, that's the way we explained it when we learned the sugya, there was a weak beer between this Yavam and the Yavama, it doesn't make her into a full-fledged wife. Ask the Gemara, we're trying to prove from this Mishnah, Midu Atam El Rav. We're not trying to explain Shmuel's opinion. We're trying to prove Rav's opinion, that the Chuppah is powerful. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulis. So why are you bringing me a raya from Shmuel's opinion and helping understand Rav? Hama Rav, and Rav, as we just said, Kana L'Kol. So our question bells back. Even if we're going to have figured out a way of making, how to understand the case of Arusa, we haven't been able to figure out the case of Shemeres Yavam. How could we have a case of Shemeres Yavam? Because if there was beer between the Yavam and the Yavama, particularly according to Rav, then it's not just a Shemer Shavim. At that point, Ishtar L'chol Davar, she's a full-fledged wife. We know that any marriage cannot take effect, not the Kedusha nor the Nesuin, unless they are proper Edom. The Rosh says that Yibam also requires Edom. And a Yibam without Edom would not take effect. Says, ask the Gra, if the Rosh is correct, so why can't our Gemara give him the following situation? The Rosh will explain that the Yavam had relations with the Yavama, but not with the intention of without the intention of affecting Yibam. There were, with the intention, doesn't make a difference. There were no Edom, and if there were no Edom, she's not his wife. Because the Rosh says that just like every marriage requires Edom, Yibam requires Edom. Answers of Rav Akiva Eiger. It must be, says the Gra, that from here we see that the Rosh is incorrect and that Yibam does not need Edom. Rav Akiva Eiger defends the Rosh. He says that since the Saita Shvua is so significant, then the halacha is that the Saita should not be able to be forced to take a Shvua unless there are Edom. In other words, he says, that the only way we could force a soiter to drink the mayim of the mayim must be in a case where there were Edom. Because if there were no Edom, then the whole bia that happened between the husband and wife cannot be 100% verified. And as we're learning in the Gemara here, we have to have a situation of kadma shchivas baal labayil. But if there were no Edom, then we can't establish kadma shchivas baal labayil. If we cannot establish kadma shchivas baal labayil, if we can't establish there was kadma shchivas baal labayil, then we can't force the soita to drink the mayim amamarim. And here we're saying that she would have to drink. That's why even if normally, so even though we could have come up with an example where there was a relationship, there was a beer between the Yavam and the Yavama, where everybody would agree she doesn't become his wife because there were no Edom, but then she wouldn't have to drink either. And we're looking for a case where she would have to drink. So we're back to where we started. How do we explain the case of Shemeres Yavam? It says the Marachal Ma'iskinen, Kigoyin the Ovaba Mamer, that Mimer was done with this Yavama, between the Yavam and the Yavama. And this Brisa is following the opinion, this Mishnah, is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, Dama Maimer Kainer Kinyan Gomer, as we discussed previously many times, that according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is effective even Midaraisa. And as the Ritva asks, is this make sense? That we're going to explain that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Beis Shammai? We know that we always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. So it says the Ritva, when we explained the word Arusa, we did not have to rely on the opinion of Beis Shammai. So he explains that since part of the Braisa could be explained without relying on the opinion of Beis Shammai, even though then the Braisa brought a case where we only, at this point of the Gemara at least, could explain the Braisa according to Beis Shammai, that isn't troubling. The only time the Ritva says it's troubling to explain a Mishnah as following the opinion of Beis Shammai is if we have to explain the entire Mishnah as following the opinion of Beis Shammai. But when we don't have to say that the entire Mishnah is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, that isn't the problem. Yehachi, but says the Gemara, if we're following the opinion of Beis Shammai, that there was maimer between the Yavam and the Yavama, so Haina Arusa. That's the exact same thing as Arusa, because that's what Maimer accomplishes. So why would we have to bring another example of Shemeres Yavim and Arusa? Says the Gemara Tameich. Says the Gemara, and why is that a question? When it said Nesua, and the Mishnah spoke about a Nesua and a Knusa. So aren't Nesua and a Knusa Lav Chadam Milsihi? Aren't they the exact same? Why did the Braisa repeat itself? Ella, Nesua the day. Nesua means where a person married him, and person married the woman, and then there was kinui and stira. And kenusa means when there was something done, not by a woman that he chose to marry, but the chavre, that he married his brother's wife. Achnami arusa the day, shemeres yavim the day. And therefore, we're able to explain that that Mishnah is following, the shemeres yavim is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, and it's going to be equivalent to the case of the arusa. Furthermore, Rapapa Amar, we don't have to explain that the case of arusa is a case that we had no other way of figuring it out. That's talking about a case of nichnas al-chuppah v'loy nivlo. We'll explain that there was kinui when she was arusa and he did not have relations with her. And then there was stira. And then after the stira, he did nesuin. That would be a problem. Because if that was the case, we would have shchivas boil before the baal. She would have ended up having relations with the man and before she ever had with the husband. And we just learned, if kadma shchivas boil labal, there's never drinking my ma'arim, because this Tana holds that you are allowed to have the ma'im ma'arim are given to drink even in a case when she drank, even in a case where the boil had relations with the baal. Moreover, this Tana will hold that even if the husband is not innocent, meaning that he gave, that he had Nesuin after Kinei Vestira, he still gives a Mayim Marim. It says the Gemara Tanahu, our Gemara says Rapapa, this Mishnah follows the opinion of the following Tana. The Tanya Emekana Loi Larusa, Emekana Loi Larusa Lashkisuk Sherusa. We don't give an Arusa to drink Mayim Marim if she's still and only in Arusa. Amekana Salashkosuk Shinasua. If somebody had Kinei Vestira, if a woman had Kinei Vestira while she was in Arusa, and then she became a nesua, he could give her to drink the Mayim Marim for what she did while she was in Arusa. Because this Tana says that when the Pasuk says Tachas Ishech, all the Torah means is that when she drinks the Mayim Marim, she has to already be in the suin. And therefore, even though the Kinei Vestira took place while she was in Arusa, and as we keep on learning, she should not have, he should not have consummated the marriage into Nisuin. Still, he holds that doesn't mean that he's not innocent. Moreover, even though it's talking about a case that the Shechiva of the Boil happened before the Shechiva of the Baal, still he holds that she drinks the Mayim Amorim. Given all of those considerations, we don't have to explain in any way, says Reb Papa, that that Mishnah is speaking about a case of Nichnas al-Chuppah v'loy nivla. Reb Nachman Yitzchak Amar, that we don't have to explain, like Reb Amram said, that it's talking about a case of Nichnas al-Chuppah v'loy nivla. Rather, what happened here is that there was a woman had Nesuin, and after the Nesuin, the husband consummated the Nesuin. And then he did Kinei Vestira. But if that's the case, how do we understand Chiarusa? Everything here is taking place after the Nesuin. The Brice is speaking about a different, the Mishnah is talking about a different case altogether. The Mishnah is teaching us the Halach of a Gilgal. That indeed, if a woman had Kinei Vestira while she was in Arusa, and the husband at that point would want to drink the Mayim Amorim, she would not be a candidate for Mayim Hamarim. A woman is not a candidate for Mayim Hamarim. A woman is not a candidate for Mayim Hamarim if she's only in Arusa. But here what happened was, there was Erisin, there was Nesuin, she had Nesuin, then there was Kinei Vestira. And then he's bringing her to drink the Mayim Hamarim. And the Torah is teaching us the halacha, the Mishnah is teaching us the halacha of Gilgal Shvua. Once she's swearing now for what happened after she became a Nesua, we don't only obligate her to speak about that part of her life, that point of her life. We obligate her to speak also about what she did or didn't do while she was an Arusa. And that's what was meant, Arusa. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that Amana, a Bas Koyin, that became a restless to Koyin Gadol, or Grusha Chalutza, who's a Bas Koyin that became Mureses to Koyin Hedjit, may not eat Truma because she is waiting to have a marriage that she was not supposed to have. That's the opinion of Rameya. As we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon say that she may continue eating truma. Says the Gemara, Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmeid Rabbi Yochan, somebody does maimer, v'yesh loy och. And as we've been discussing, bia is what really consummates a yibum. And maimer itself is not adequate. What we did say maimer accomplishes, that brother that did the maimer is the brother that's going to do the yibum, and all the other brothers should not do yibum with that woman. So this brother who did the maimer, what's going to be the halacha if the brother who did the maimer is a brother who's posel? What's going to be in this halacha? Says the Gemara, afilu, even hu kain v'hi kohanis, poslam truma, because she's not allowed to eat truma. Laman, says the Gemara, ilam, who said this halacha at the Gemara? Ilam l'rameya, if we're going to say it's going to rameya, emidam rameya mishtameris l'bi psul loy achla, that's when she's only had midaraisa, where she a monokain gadol. But if it's only the mimer that's affecting it, and as we said a moment ago, mimer is only a concept midrabbanon. Did Rameya say is alocha? Says the Gemara, we're going to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. Says the Gemara, how could Rabbi Elazar of Shimon say that way? Ela hashtem shemeres labi psul daraisa. When a woman had a kedushin with an individual that disqualifies her midaraisa from eating truma, they say she could continue eating truma. Achla, she could continue eating truma. So certainly, when it's only a kedusha derabbanan, maimer mibayu, would they say that she becomes disqualified from eating truma? Says the Gemara, ela kiasa raven amar asuba maimer beyavimta. If there was maimer done here, Divrei Hakel, everybody will agree, achla, she could continue eating truma. Even Rameya holds that mishtameris labi psula einan achelis, that's only when it's midaraisa. But here, it's only midrabanan. And since she's only midrabanan, the halacha is that she could eat truma. She's not considered mishtameris labi psula because maybe one of the other brothers will do yibam, and he's not supposed to do yibum with her because she's supposed to have yibum with the brother that did maimer. However, yeshloi a cholol. If the yavam has a brother who's a cholol, the rakol ain't an achelos, even though she's a bas koyin, she's not allowed to eat truma because she may have bia with the brother who's a cholol. And the brother who's a cholol, if he were to have relation, be with her, would certainly disqualify her from eating truma. Moreover, even Rabbi Elazar of Shimon that says mishtameris labi psula deraisa still eats truma, that's only in a case of a monel kohen gadol, because the kohen who did kedushin with her, the kohen gadol who did kedushin with her, should not have done it. But this is an individual. The kohen is an individual that this woman he's not allowed to marry. Any other woman he's allowed to marry. And that woman that he's allowed to marry would be any woman who's not an almana or a grusha, he's allowed to marry and would be able to eat truma. But a cholol, who no wife of the cholol could eat truma, and this woman has a zika to a cholol, says the Gemara, even Rabbi Elazar of Shimon will agree that she's not allowed to eat truma because of the zika to that brother. Says the Gemara, where will we have a machloikus Rabbi Yochan and Reish Lakish? The Yavam, the Kohen, gave her a get. Midaraisa, that get is meaningless, because as we keep on repeating, the only thing that terminates the Zika is Chalitza. But we have learned in Amasechta many times that the get is somewhat effective, that she can no longer have Yibam, that the only option available to this woman is Chalitza. So since she cast av chalitza, and midaraisa she still has a zika for bia that only chacham said she may not have. So she, if there would be bia here, it would be a bia psula. It would be a bia that's not supposed to take place, because once a get is given to the Yavama by one of the brothers, she's not supposed to have Bia, not with that brother, nor with any other brother. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Aichelis, even though she mishtameris labia psula, Rabbi Yochanan says she's allowed to eat, and Shlokisham ain Aichelis. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Aichelis, afilu Ramei da Amma, even Ramei, whose opinion we've been learning our entire shir, who holds that somebody who's mishtameris labia psula, it doesn't eat truma, that's only in a case of mishtameris labia psula mederaisa, where the beer that she's supposed to have is a beer that the Torah says should not happen. Avo, here, the beer that she's not supposed to have because she received the get is only a Rabbanan invention. So that Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan will say to Ramei will agree she could eat. Rish Lakish Ama Ena Cheles, Afilu Rabbi Lezer of Shimon the Amri Acheles, that Mishtameris Labia Psul Acheles, Hanimili, the Yeshla Lach of Malcolm Achel. That means the coin that she's married to. She's not allowed to be married to this kohen because maybe she's an almonel kohen gadol, maybe she's a grush of a chalutzel kohen hedjet. But this kohen can marry a different woman, and that wife would eat truma. But here, where the get was given, so she's not allowed to marry any of the brothers midrabbana at this point. Kiven the ein lachol b'makom acher, that once the get was given, none of the brothers. So she mishtameres l'bi psula to all of the brothers. Rabbi Lezer of Shimon will agree that she doesn't eat. Maybe if he would divorce her, and then afterwards she could go back to a father's home, and because she's a bas koyin, and then she would be allowed to eat. So why are we saying that she's permanently disqualified? Says the Gemara, Chayzeres, in the case where proper divorce is given, and she goes back to her father's home, poskmine, there's no further relations with this husband. And therefore, she eats because she's the daughter of a kohen. However, krovel beinasha, she's eating because of her father. Avalha, here, because the get itself, as we keep on repeating, is inadequate, because medaraisa, a get to yavama, doesn't count. So she's still agidaba. She's still connected to the brothers. And to the brothers, she can't eat because it's a bia psula. It's a bia psula because one of the brothers gave her a get. Given that is the circumstance, says Rish Lakish, even Rabbi Lozner of Shimon will agree that such a woman may not eat truma.